You're listening to Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill Gaming Podcast. Here's your host, John Wall.
It's March 18th, 2025, and welcome to another episode of Midlife Side Quest, the Over the Hill Video Game Podcast. My name is John Wall, and every week I bring you my video game impressions, the latest industry news, and tales of a Gen X geek delivered to you in just 15 minutes. Thank you for tuning in today. Sit back, relax, enjoy your grande vanilla sweet cream cold brew while I fill your ears with gaming goodness. On today's episode, we're going to be talking about my impressions of Assassin's Creed Shadows. But first, let's check out the latest gaming news. And in the latest of a long line of rakes that Sony continues to step on, a video recently got out of a demo that Horizon developer Guerrilla Games had created showing the character Aloy in a performance, I guess we'll call it, created entirely with AI. Now, this would be bad enough given the general attitude towards AI-generated games right now, but for this video to get out while we're in the middle of a SAG-AFTRA strike where video game voice and performance actors are trying to protect themselves from this very thing, that's just really bad timing. It was bad enough that Aloy's voice actor, Ashley Birch, felt compelled to make a statement in the form of a TikTok video. In the video, Birch says, quote, "I feel worried, and not worried about Guerrilla specifically or Horizon or my performance or my career specifically even. I feel worried about this art form, game performance. We are currently on strike. SAG-AFTRA is currently on strike against video games because of AI, because this technology exists, and because we know that game companies want to use it. We are asking for protections." Unquote. Yeah. I said in a recent show that I was worried about Microsoft's recent announcement about using AI in game creation, and this is the very thing that I was talking about. Obviously, game companies are going to try to use AI to save money or whatever, but man, seeing them test out the idea of replacing actors altogether, it's just gross. I heard a saying once that I've really related to the last couple of months. It was something like, my life is divided into two halves, before I visited Japan and after. And I feel that so much after going last fall. Since coming home, I have, you know, decorated my house with art and trinkets that I bought while we were there. I've learned to make ramen from scratch. I've taken a sushi making class. And I've been watching documentaries on Japanese history. That trip left such an impression on my family that we had legitimate conversations afterwards on what it would take to actually move there. It was literally a life-changing experience. All of that is a roundabout way of saying that I've been really excited about Assassin's Creed Shadows. Not just because I couldn't wait to virtually revisit an area of Japan that I fell in love with, but also because Assassin's Creed has always been one of my favorite game series. I've been playing it since the original came out back in 2007, and besides a couple of games that took a dip in quality back in the, like, you know, what was it, Unity and Syndicate kind of era, I've played and enjoyed just about every single one of them. So, like most of the games in the series, Shadows takes place in a very specific and important moment in history. This time, Japan, beginning in the year 1579. It was the height of power for Daimyo Oda Nobunaga, who was marching his army west across the country in an effort to unify Japan, even if it meant using some very barbaric methods to convince those who stood against him. It's a really fascinating period and story. And if you're interested in history and would like to learn even more about it ahead of the game, I recommend watching Age of Samurai on Netflix. It's a 6-part documentary that goes into detail about that period of time in Japanese history. And it's really entertaining. It'll give you a nice bit of context for the game. So in the game, you will alternate between two characters. Naoe, a young shinobi who is seeking revenge after her village in Iga is brutally attacked. And Yasuke, a powerful African samurai and the first playable character in the history of Assassin's Creed, I believe, who is based on an actual historical figure. They are two very different characters who start out on separate paths, but eventually their stories come together and become connected. They also play very differently, and it's interesting once you're able to switch back and forth between them whenever you want to choose which character fits which situation or mission. Like I said, Naoe is a shinobi, so her playstyle is very fast, quiet, and stealthy. She can scale walls quickly, use her grappling hook to get up onto shrines and other high vantage points, and she has an arsenal of tools and weapons to take down her enemies. In addition to her katana and her dagger, she can use shuriken, throwing knives, smoke bombs, and of course the iconic hidden blade. Yasuke, on the other hand, is a tank. He uses larger, more powerful weapons in combat, but is obviously much slower because of that, and he doesn't blend into the shadows quite as well. Overall, I think I prefer playing as Naoe, as I really like that fast-moving gameplay and being stealthy, but Yasuke is good in a brawl, so you can switch between the two of them either from the menu or whenever you fast travel, it'll ask you if you want to switch, so that's cool. So for all the talk about this being a kind of a fresh start for Assassin's Creed, it's still very familiar territory for those who've played the series before. You know, you'll be uncovering clues to help identify a group of evil baddies that you've got to take out, systematically going stabby stabby all over them. You'll be doing side quests for villagers, everything from, you know, taking care of bandits who are threatening them to collecting teacups, and you'll be collecting, you know, color-coded gear and gaining new abilities in a series of skill trees. At its core, you know, it's still that game. It is still a very Assassin's Creed game, and if you've bounced off of those, if you've, you know, not enjoyed that formula in the past, I'm not sure that this game is going to be enough to really, like, turn you around on that. But they're also doing enough really cool things here that if you're a fan of the series, I think you're going to be happy with what you see. In addition to being able to switch between two characters, some new features include being able to recruit scouts, who you can then send out wherever you want on the map to try to find your next objective and to gather resources. The game has a canon mode, which is how I'm playing, which removes all of the dialogue choices from the game and lets you kind of play out a more guided narrative, I'd say. There's now a dynamic weather system and changing seasons. So you might be in the middle of a mission and a strong thunderstorm blows through, which is pretty awesome when that happens. And there are even people who you can recruit to your cause, allies who you'll find all over the world and who can actually assist you in combat and are also fully upgradable. My favorite new feature, though, has got to be the ability to create and customize your hideout. Now, I'm pretty sure they've had hideouts in past games, but nothing quite like this. With the resources that you find around the world, you'll be able to build new structures and place them wherever you want on your property, like dojos or a forge or watchtowers, whatever. Building and upgrading your property and these buildings will unlock new gameplay options and improve your abilities. You can also add paths and place trees and shrubs and change the walls and the roofs. You can decorate with lanterns and other items that you find. Basically, you can go full Animal Crossing with this thing. And not only will your recruits that I talked about before, will they populate your hideout, but also any dogs or cats that you pet while you're out in the world exploring, you'll be able to bring them back to your hideout and place them in your home. Yes, I'm making an Assassin's Guild / Kitty Cat Sanctuary. Also, the game is really quite stunning. This is the first Assassin's Creed game, I believe, made exclusively for the current generation of consoles. And it really shows, I think. It's incredibly detailed. The lighting is great. The animation is great. And the heavily wooded area of central Japan is just beautifully recreated from the lush fields of flowing grass and flowers to creeks running down through dense forests, and the familiar real Japanese locations like Osaka Castle and the Gion Shrine. I am loving exploring every inch of this world, and man, it really makes me miss Japan even more. If you were looking for Assassin's Creed Shadows to completely reinvent the series, or you didn't enjoy how lengthy the later games have gotten, you might be a little disappointed in this. But for myself, someone who still loves this franchise and always finds the joy in these games, I am predictably completely obsessed, addicted with this one. Naoe and Yasuke are interesting characters. I really like that story that they're telling. It's full of amazing places to discover and quests to complete. And at about 20 hours in so far, I feel like I've barely scratched the surface. I will undoubtedly spend probably 100 plus hours killing every last evil samurai, praying at every shrine, painting every wildlife scene, and scratching the belly of every adorable kitty. Finally, this week, I'd like to send out some more positive vibes. And this time, they're going out to the folks at Day of the Devs. If you are unfamiliar, Day of the Devs is a nonprofit organization from Double Fine Studios and I Am 8-Bit, which provides a platform to promote indie games at in-person and digital events, all at no cost to the developers themselves or the attendees. And this week, they hosted Day of the Devs San Francisco edition at GDC, and they had a pretty rad lineup of games that they were showing off. You've got Blueprints, Esophagize, that's a great name, Find Me, My Arms Are Longer Now, another great title, Neon Abyss 2, and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Tactical Takedown. Say that three times fast. Indie devs really are cranking out some of the most interesting stuff out there. So if you want to see what they've got coming next, go visit dayofthedevs.com. Thank you so much for listening to Midlife SideQuest. I really appreciate you making time in your day to hang out with me. You can catch a new episode of the show every Thursday morning and occasionally a Tuesday, wherever you listen to podcasts, and you can support the show by subscribing and leaving a review. Until next time, be well and happy gaming.